Time Warner Audiobooks presents Night Fall by Nelson DeMille. Read by Scott Brick. Featuring a conversation with the author.
For Sandy, at last. Author's note. This is a work of fiction based on fact. The crash of TWA Flight 800 that occurred off Long Island, New York on July 17, 1996. The characters in this novel are fictional, though there are passing references to actual persons. The events of July 17, 1996 that I describe in this book and the subsequent investigation of the crash are based on published accounts as well as my own interviews with investigators who worked on this case and my interviews with eyewitnesses to the crash. The official cause of the crash is mechanical failure, though there are conflicting theories that point toward more sinister causes of this tragedy. I've tried to represent all sides of this controversy, and to be accurate in regard to the eyewitness accounts, the forensic evidence, and the details of the subsequent investigation. I have, however, taken dramatic liberties and literary license in cases where there is conflicting evidence. This book is in memory of the passengers and crew of TWA Flight 800, who lost their lives on the evening of July 17, 1996, and to their families and loved ones, as well as to the hundreds of men and women who participated in the rescue and recovery and the subsequent investigations of the cause of this tragedy. Book 1, July 17, 1996, Long Island, New York. For this must ever be a secret, kept from all the rest, between yourself and me. Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland. Chapter 1. Bud Mitchell drove his Ford Explorer along Dune Road. Up ahead was a sign that said Cupsog Beach County Park, open dawn to dusk. It was dusk, but Bud drove through an empty parking field, on the far side of which was a wide nature trail, partially blocked by a roll-up fence. The sign said no vehicles. He said to the woman sitting in his passenger seat, "Are you sure you want to do this?" Jill Winslow replied, "Yes, it's exciting." Bud nodded without enthusiasm. He skirted around the fence and continued on in four-wheel drive along the sandy trail flanked by high, grass-covered dunes. Having extramarital sex should have been exciting enough for both of them, he thought. But Jill didn't see it that way. For her, cheating on her husband was only worth it if the sex, romance, and excitement was better than at home. For him, the taboo of having sex with another man's wife was the turn-on. Somewhere around his 40s.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?